Уважаемые...
Madam Chair, distinguished colleagues, we are most grateful for the discussion which has developed, and we think that this very fact shows how important and topical this subject is. We have a very positive view on that, so thank you. Now, replies to the questions. I'll try now to start with the technical issues we heard from our colleague from France about reliability and biosafety. Starting in 2017, we have a conference on biosafety operating, and that's a forum with a lot of interest shown in it. And within this event, which we held this year as well, once every year or so, we show our units operating. You can go and look at them, you can ask the necessary questions, and we invite colleagues once again to come along and have a look, and that includes during the maneuvers, the exercises we are planning for November, for October. We've had these units for a long time, and we've been continually optimizing them. In 1718, we modernized them. We have a unit on a vehicle chassis, which helps us to organize our laboratory work to rule out any existing risk. We have a full range of studies going on in there. The latest changes relate to laboratory. We can develop and set out these units autonomously, independently, and ensure the necessary safety conditions. So, on the reliability and security, there are no issues. On the reliability now of the research done, well, of course, this has a legal basis behind it, which we think can be coordinated using methodologies, instruction from the part of the PwC. And from that, you have the next question, which was put to us, the legitimacy of the samples and the risks referred to by our colleague from Brazil. Yes, indeed, very important, because each state must have an assurance that its samples will be assessed professionally in the professional community. And you also have the question of the technology used in and by the BWC. This question of management, if we adopt this concept that you have these national units, but which we can use under the BWC, then in any case, you're going to have two points. You need direct organization and coordination, because without coordination on the part of the BWC, you wouldn't have the necessary guarantees and the risks referred to by our colleagues in the use of national materials and the results obtained. They would need to be legitimate within the organization. So, in our document, we do say that yes, we do need to create some sort of coordinating team within the convention which would deal with organizational issues. And of course, then you come on to the next set of issues, documentation in the legal area. And we're saying today that working together, we need to adopt positions of principle. Do you need this instrument? Yes, we think you do. And in technical terms, we are expressing our readiness for further discussion as to ex exactly how we're going to do this. And for that, of course, we will need more consolidation. Now, on duplication within other organizations, or with other organizations which colleagues have mentioned, this too will be solved by further work on the documentation covering the technology and the conceptual approaches. I mean, each organization has its own tasks, WHO, the OIE, and others. These are BWC issues. So as an instrument, it's important for it to have its own niche, and we don't see any contradiction in having this instrument used under the auspices of the Security Council. Thank you.